This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse.
The traditional summer spike may be more pronounced than it usually would be.
The president's announcing the creation of five strike forces to help major cities fight illegal guns, a crackdown on gun dealers who don't follow the law.
They're selling guns and they're killing innocent people.
And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they're not idle this summer. But that would all be voluntary. Later, he was asked if he's still hoping to get an assault weapons ban passed in Congress.
I never give up hope.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An Indiana woman on Wednesday became the first defendant to be sentenced in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, while a member of the Oath Keepers extremist group pleaded guilty in a conspiracy case. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Graydon Young pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of an official proceeding. He is the first Oath Keeper to plead guilty. Young also agreed to cooperate in the investigation. Authorities say he was seen on camera wearing a helmet and tactical vest, part of the military-style stack, marching through the crowd before entering the Capitol building. Another Oath Keeper, John Ryan Schaefer, also pleaded guilty, but not to conspiracy. Anna Morgan Lloyd from Indiana was the first person sentenced in connection with the riot. 3 years probation. After the riot, Lloyd called January 6th the best day ever. In court, she apologized to the court, her family, and the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.